Video: Man plans to donate kidney to man he has never met. By Amy Furr on September 15, 2020. A father of two in Frisco, Texas, is planning to help save a Mississippi man's life by donating a kidney, even though the two have never met in person. Years ago, Jonathan Seidel's stepfather received a kidney transplant that gave him an extra 25 years with his beloved family, according to NBC5. In just a month's time, John will donate his own kidney to help save Mississippi resident Ken Cook, a father of five children. "I've been on the other side as a family member waiting and hoping and praying for a donor to come forward," John explained. In a tweet on September 7, he shared a photo of his family and the Cooks and asked people to donate to his GoFundMe page to help pay Ken's travel expenses to New Orleans for the surgery on October 14. As of Tuesday evening, the page had raised $11,535 of its $15,000 goal. "It's hard for me to comprehend that someone I've never met before will reach out to me in such a way like he's doing," Ken said of John's efforts. Any extra funds raised will be donated to the National Kidney Foundation and the American Kidney Fund, the NBC report stated. In an update on September 10, John thanked everyone for helping them reach their goal. "Holy cow, we did it. Not only did we hit $5,000, but we just hit $10,000. This is unbelievable. But you know what? Let's keep going. There are so many more people who need our help, and you are making that possible," he wrote. Donors praised John for his kindness and also shared about their own experiences with transplant surgery. "Amazingly selfless act. Truly inspiring," one person wrote. "My sister received a kidney 4 years ago from a wonderful, generous donor, so I want to help Ken receive his gift of life," another commented. John told NBC5 he was looking forward to meeting Ken in person for the first time on October 12 before giving him his kidney, adding that he hoped they could share life together as friends. "It really shows how there's a lot of humanity still left in this world," Ken said.